Theoretical recap. HTML heading tags, from H1 to H6, define the hierarchical structure of a document's content. Think of them as an outline. H1 is the main title of the page, used once per page, ideally. H2 breaks the content into major sections, H3 subdivides those sections, and so on down to H6. This hierarchy is not just visual, it is semantic. Screen readers use it to let users navigate a page by headings, and search engines use it to understand content priority. A clear mental model. Imagine a book. The H1 is the book title, H2 values are the chapter titles, H3 values are subchapter headings, and H4, H6 handle deeper nesting when truly necessary. The most common mistakes beginners make are skipping levels, jumping from H2 to H4, using heading tags purely for visual sizing instead of meaning, placing multiple H1 tags on a single page without good reason, and forgetting headings altogether inside section or article elements. Remember, never choose a heading level based on how it looks. Use CSS for styling. Choose it based on where it sits in the document's logical outline. Example of correct usage. H1 greater than my blog / H1 greater than. H2 greater than technology / H2 greater than. H3 greater than web development trends in 2024 / H3 greater than. H2 greater than design / H2 greater than. H3 greater than color theory for beginners / H3 greater than. This hierarchy is clean, consistent, and accessible. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will take a provided HTML file containing a realistic but deliberately broken heading structure, and you will correct it to produce a semantically valid, accessible, and well-organized document. This exercise directly builds on the H1, H6 hierarchy and accessibility lesson you just completed, as well as the semantic structuring work you have been doing with section tags, area landmarks, and the one-column blog layout. The broken HTML file represents the homepage of a fictional personal blog called Dev Journey. It contains a main title, several content sections, a featured article, a list of recent posts, an about section, and a footer, and multiple deliberately introduced heading errors, skipped levels, misused H1 tags, headings placed for visual effect rather than meaning, and missing headings inside semantic containers. Your job is to analyze the full document, identify every heading error, correct each one with the right level, and justify each correction. Step 1. Analyze the provided HTML file. Start by reading the entire HTML file carefully without modifying anything. Read it as a document outline, not as a visual page. Ask yourself, does this heading structure make logical sense if I read only the headings in order? Use your browser's developer tools or an online heading structure checker, such as the one built into the W3C markup validation service, to visualize the heading tree. List every problem you find before writing a single line of code. Step 2. Rebuild the heading hierarchy. Once you have identified all the issues, correct the HTML. Each section, article, and aside in the document must have a logically appropriate heading that fits the overall page outline. Do not add or remove content, only change heading levels, and where necessary, place headings that are clearly missing. Remember that the page is a blog homepage, so think carefully about what deserves to be an H1, what deserves H2, and when H3 is genuinely warranted. Step 3. Write your correction notes. In a separate plain text file or as HTML comments directly in your corrected file, document each change you made. For every heading you modified, briefly explain what was wrong, what you changed it to, and why. This reflection is a core part of the exercise. It demonstrates that you understand the reasoning behind each decision, not just the mechanical fix. Aim for at least one sentence of justification per change. Step 4. Validate and test accessibility. Run your corrected HTML through the W3C markup validator to ensure there are no structural errors. Then open the file in a browser and use a screen reader, NVDA on Windows, VoiceOver on Mac, or the free ChromeVox extension, to navigate the page by headings only. Ask yourself, does the heading navigation alone give a coherent picture of the page's content? If not, revisit your corrections. Step 5. Submit your work. Submit both the corrected HTML file and your correction notes file, or annotated version. Make sure your files are clearly named and organized. You have up to 48 hours from the moment this workshop is assigned to submit your solution. Do not wait until the last moment. The validation and reflection steps take more time than expected. Advice and guidance. If you feel stuck, go back to the lesson on H1, H6 hierarchy and accessibility, and reread the overview of section tags. The one-column blog workshop you completed earlier is a good reference for how headings fit inside semantic containers. Do not hesitate to consult MDN Web Docs, developer.mozilla.org for heading best practices or WebAIM for accessibility guidance on document structure. You are allowed to work with a peer or ask for help, but make sure the correction notes reflect your own understanding. The goal is not just a corrected file, it is demonstrating that you can reason about document structure independently.